You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome on in. We made it. It is Friday, everybody. Hello. Happy Friday.
Is there like a World Cup or something going on
World
in Kansas
Cup
City right now?
Is rolling on. We've got Noor and Fra squaring off right now on the telly.
Noor and Fra.
Noor v. Fra.
That's right.
Is right now.
Still nil-nil.
Still nil-nil.
With Noor Fra.
The two next, of the biggest names in soccer, Mbappe and Haaland.
The next big match here is Saturday, and that is Rock Chalk Algeria versus Austria, 9 p.m. this Saturday, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It is going to be outstanding. I could not stay awake for the rest of the USA match last night. We tried, and I was so exhausted. But then I read this morning, it hurts that we lost, but we also had some scrubs in, and it doesn't really matter.
Consider it like a preseason game in the NFL, where we, as the U.S., we were given our second string and our third string a chance to prove themselves as we head into the round of 32, because since we won our first two games and had a fairly good goal differential, there was zero chance that we weren't winning our group.
And it lets the stars of the squad rest and gives a break to anybody that might have a yellow card. You know.
I'm moving furniture in here because I got to tell you something.
There were also a lot of bad calls.
We have had fans from Argentina here, Algeria. We've had friends from Ecuador, Curacao. We got Tunisia. We've got the Netherlands. We're going to have Algeria and Australia tomorrow night, and then we accidentally welcomed 9 kilt-wearing Scots from Scotland.
Oh, wow.
Wait until you hear this hilarious story from the Kansas City Star. From the way he tells the tale, in a Scottish brogue as thick as a wee heavy, he and 8 of his pals, all part of the Scottish World Cup team's tartan army, got on the wrong flight. As a result, they landed Wednesday in Kansas City instead of Miami, where Scotland's blue and white national team was scheduled to play Brazil, a match Scotland lost 3-0. So,
certainly no booze was involved in this entire mishap.
He says, and I quote, "Hi, I'm Paul." But think of it like in a very strong Scottish accent. There's 9 of us here from Scotland. We were supposed to be in Miami, but we got on the wrong flight. We ended up here, but you know, it's been okay. A few beers, what's not to like, Kansas City?
Welcome to Kansas City. Try the barbecue.
It is so funny. And Paul and 4 of his friends then apparently launched into some singing chant, "No Scotland, no party, no Scotland, no party."
Yep.
And it has exploded on social media.
Was this an MCI mishap? Did they think that MCI meant Miami? They wanted MIA. They got MCI.
All it says is, quote, "a happy detour to Kansas City." And when you pull up the body of the story, Sam, you'll see them. They do look like they've had a few beers. They're singing. They're high-fiving with the orange-clad fans of the Netherlands. And they went to the game last night. They were right there in their kilts.
Oh, that is awesome.
In level 320 of Arrowhead Stadium.
Well,
in the rain.
Kansas City is the center of the universe. So they got swirled here into the center.
It is one of my favorite stories ever. And quite frankly, if I was going somewhere that's anywhere other than the United States, I would probably end up somewhere I was not supposed to be. I'm the one who once detoured to Minnesota to get to Chicago. I feel this on a cellular level.
I mean, you would try to go to Australia and end up in Austria.
Exactly.
Or vice versa.
And I would cheer for all of them.
One of those A countries.
Speaking of World Cup awesomeness, they have updated the numbers. Initially, we were getting reports of 20 or 22,000 people who joined into the Orange Mars yesterday, the Orange March that Dan got kicked in the face during. Got to keep reminding everybody of that.
Worth it.
So today, they have a new tally. The 20,000 or 22,000 was from Power and Light. That was the number of people that showed up for the pregame at like 8 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
Pam Kramer, the CEO of KC2026, has now come out and said the real number of people marching was more like 36,000.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, immediately I'm like, 22, that seems a little low. Yeah, I knew there were more people out there. There were more people.
Well, you were right in the middle of it, and you're always more conservative with that stuff, Dan, as a journalist. You're always like, let's just, you know, let's not overinflate this. It is what it is. It was wonderful. We don't have to inflate it. But I saw 22, and I thought that does not seem accurate.
And even better, despite the fact that the rain, the lightning did get in the way of the FanFest festivities, we were able to get the match off without a hitch.
Arrowhead looked fantastic last night.
Oh, yeah. And then real quick, today at 5:30, if you just can't get enough of World Cup things, my favorite town, Lawrence, that has just embraced Algeria, is planning the world's biggest Algerian send-off to send the Algeria team and their fans to Kansas City.
Oh.
Yes. Lawrence's embrace of Algeria isn't over just yet. Before the Desert Foxes wrap up group play at the World Cup, fans are planning one final celebration to send the team off in style ahead of Saturday's match against Austria at Arrowhead. The event begins today around 5:30 at the Leeds Center, where supporters will gather in Lawrence to create a, quote, living Algerian flag. From there, fans will march together in a celebratory procession to the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel, where Algeria has called the DoubleTree home in Lawrence since this whole thing began. They are encouraging you bring Algerian flags, drums, caribou. This says caribou. And plenty of energy as they... I'm sorry. May I...
What?
What? Where would one get a caribou?
Well, no, I don't... that might be an alcohol reference.
Are they talking about Caribou Lou? Tech 9?
It says bring Algerian flags, drums, caribou, and plenty of energy.
How's it spelled?
With a K.
Oh.
Over the past few weeks, Lawrence has formed an unexpected... So help me, if someone shows up with a caribou, I will fall over and die laughing.
They'd have to bring one from Canada.
Wait, what?
It just says bring a caribou. I don't know, Sam.
Oh, wait, no. I'm still trying to find...
Over the past few weeks, Lawrence has formed an unexpected bond with Algeria. The team
the
has trained daily.
With a C.
Yeah, this is with a K.
But right.
They don't discern between the two, so we just told everyone to take a caribou to the lead center in Lawrence. We have some other animals in the stack today, too.
We're gonna hit
you guys the missing giraffe in Texas. How does one lose a giraffe? We're gonna update you on the found alligator in Lake Lotawana.
So caribou could be a feeling. It says the caribou in Swahili means welcome or you're welcome.
Okay.
So it could just be talking about a type of energy.
Or it could be a brand of motorcycle.
Or you could bring a gigantic mammal.
I don't think we're bringing reindeer.
To the lead center.
I don't think so.
Someone should probably alert Chief Lockhart that there's been a directive to bring caribou to the lead center. God bless him. I love it. All right. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Please stick around for 3:00. We have the most special guest coming in. And I saw, if you go in the Dana and Parks folder, Sam, can you just open it up real quick? I saw this 4 or 5 days ago. This 13-year-old boy is on the socials, and his mother posted his video and said, this is a very hard ask for us, but we need your help. His name is Jake. He will be in the studio at 3:00 with his family. And let's listen a little from Jake.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jake Hanna. I'm 13 years old. I was born in Overland Park, Kansas, and I'm going to be going into 8th grade this year. Some things I love doing are hanging out with friends, because I have some really nice friends, and also playing soccer, and I have a really big passion for playing it. I want to thank you for taking time of your day just to read over my story and be aware of what's happening. I also hope that you consider to be a living kidney donor, because for me and my family, that would just be life-changing. If you have a few seconds in your day, just share this with some friends and family so then the word can
get out. So I watched this, and it brought tears to my eyes. He is the most poised, lovely, well-spoken 13-year-old boy I have ever come across. And Jake from Overland Park desperately needs a living kidney donor. He and his family will be in at 3:00, tell you what happened, what they are searching for, why they are searching in this way. And that's coming up today at 3. Dan.
I think there was a misspelling in that article you were reading.
The caribou.
It's caracou.
No, they spelled it caribou.
I know.
And I'm now directing everyone to take caribou to Lawrence, Kansas. Chief, be on alert. The herd caracou, is coming.
It's a long-sleeved fitted velvet jacket originating from Algiers, which is in Algeria. That's what it is. It's a traditional type of dress, of clothing.
Did you know that caribou, Dan, are the only deer species where both sexes grow antlers?
Yes.
They boast massive specialized hooves for walking on snow, and they swim. They undertake some of the longest land migrations of any mammal on Earth, and I am telling, if you have one, we would like to see it at the Lead Center today in Lawrence.
On Donner on Blitzen.
That is the sound of crickets with a K.
On Dana and Parks after this. Stick with us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.